Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. The delivery of healthcare is often complex, and among the new Cochrane Reviews in March 2012 is one in which the research team examined the effects of the centralisation of care for women with gynaecological cancer. The review's lead author, Professor Yin Ling Wu, from the University of Malaya Medical Centre, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, describes what they found.
Gynaecological cancers are the second most common cancers among women, after breast cancer, and it is often suggested that outcomes for these patients are improved by centralizing their care within highly specialized services that include expert surgeons, radiologists, pathologists, medical and clinical oncologists, specialist nurses, and other health professionals. This is based on the assumption that women with gynecological cancer who are managed in a specialized center would have better outcomes than those who are looked after in hospitals that are not dedicated to managing these cancers. This would seem logical, but there isn't a clear consensus on whether centralization of care actually translates into longer lives for patients, and our Cochrane Review sought the evidence to resolve this uncertainty and found that this does support the assumption. We looked for studies in which the survival of women diagnosed with gynecological cancer was compared between those treated in specialist and non-specialist centers. We focused on data from 5 studies involving a total of more than 62,000 women who were treated from the late 1990s onwards. One study from 2009 dominates this evidence base, with over 48,000 patients, while the smaller study involves just 250 women. When we did a combined analysis of 9,000 women in the 3 studies which assessed the impact of having a gynecological oncologist on site, this suggests that this might prolong the lives of women with ovarian cancer compared to being treated in community or general hospitals. Similarly, another meta-analysis of 3 studies, including the largest, which contained over 50,000 women with gynecological cancer, suggests that teaching centers or regional cancer centers may prolong the lives of patients compared to community or general hospitals. Overall, our Cochrane Review suggests that centralization of care may prolong the lives of women with gynecological cancer, with the strongest evidence being for those with ovarian cancer. The statistical analysis point to proportional improvements in survival rates of around 10%. However, this estimate is imprecise, and the results should also be interpreted with caution because of the potential for bias in the studies, because of the comparisons between the hospitals were not based on randomization to the different types of care. For example, it is possible that patients who were treated in specialized centers were less ill to begin with. Further studies in this area would help to clarify the findings and the size of any benefits. These studies need to be designed and analyzed in ways that minimize the possibility of biases that arise if the women in the specialist and non-specialist centers are systematically different. More work also needs to be done to assess the impact of centralization of care on the quality of life of patients, and we would like to see the extension of the evidence base so that it includes more research in low and middle income countries and among women with gynecological cancers other than ovarian cancer.
Details of the 5 studies that are included at the moment are available in the review at thecochranelibrary.com, which is where you'll also find future updates when additional evidence becomes available. Also, in the same March 2012 issue of the Cochrane Library, you can find a linked editorial written by the Cochrane Gynecological Cancer editor, Dr. Joe Morrison, a consultant in gynecological oncology in Taunton in the UK.